What kept you motivated? You were a walk-on. What kept you motivated? What kept you believing in yourself that you could get to this point?
Well, definitely being a walk-on is something that not everybody goes through, but people who go through it know what it's like. And when you don't get anything handed to you, you got to prove yourself every day as a walk-on. And I think the just motivation factor is just believing in yourself, knowing you can do it. And fortunately for a lot of us, it works out.
Who was somebody that inspired you or motivated you to get to this point?
Well, I definitely think coming from Wisconsin, you guys like J.J. Watt, Jim Leonard, Luke Swan, Jared Aberderis, walk-ons who had been there previously, all become like All-Americans, all go on to the NFL, pursue their dreams. Definitely a bunch of those guys are inspirations.
All right, so I've seen the 360 dunk, and I've also seen a lot of sacks. What do you like more, 360 dunk or a sack?
I definitely think sack's a little harder to get, so I think I'd take advantage of that.
When have you talked to the coaches about how they envision utilizing you in this defense?
Yeah, right now I'm an outside linebacker, learning the outside linebacker spot. They told me that they're going to try to move me around inside, outside, so other teams don't know necessarily what I'll be doing. But as of right now, I'm learning outside linebacker.
All right. Do you like playing special teams?
Yeah, definitely. I've played it all through college. Even when I was a starter, I played multiple special teams, and it's just something I've always done.
Have you got a chance to talk to Chris Tabor yet? Because after you were picked, he walked by our studio and was like, "That's my guy." He was fired up to get you.
Yeah, I've talked to him in the meetings and out on the field, but not one-on-one really too much. And, I mean, he just seems like an energetic, excited coach and seems like a good guy to play for.
What's one thing you hope to accomplish here in minicamp?
I just, like I said before, just jump right in the deep end, soak up as much information as possible, lay a good foundation coming back for OTAs and all that other stuff to be able to kind of pick more stuff up when that comes around and hopefully be successful.
You excited to do your second minicamp practice ever at First Energy Stadium in front of the dog pound?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It'll be exciting just to be in that environment and kind of see where you'll be playing the next, hopefully, long time.
Next decade.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, definitely I'm excited to be in there, see some of the first Dog Pound fans watching us rookies get in action. It'll be exciting.
What's one thing you'd want the Dog Pound to know about you?
I'm just an honest guy, work hard, and I'll do my best to make the city proud.